The tiny but influential Arab nation of Qatar was the first Arab state to join the Allied effort to stop the bloodshed in Libya. A third of its fighter jet fleet is now on the Ceuta air base on the Greek island of Crete. Working alongside the French, the Qataris are helping enforce the no-fly zone over Libya. Joanna Kakissis reports.
A pair of Mirage jets, one Qatari and one French, rev their engines. The pilots turn the sleek planes onto a runway on this craggy stretch of northwestern Crete. About 20 Qatari men in desert-hued camouflage watch from a shady spot nearby. There's a white plastic table with a cup of cardamom-scented Arabic coffee. A Qatari mechanic rolls out a rug for midday prayers. The Qatari and French flags are raised near the runway. Air Force contingents from the two countries arrived here late last month. The French have four Mirages, the Qatari six. The fighters always fly in pairs, one from each country. Colonel Antoine Guillou, the French commander here, watches the Mirages take off. He's usually based in the Qatari capital of Doha and trains Qatari fighter pilots to fly the French-built jets. He says the French are used to these missions, the Qataris less so.
It's a little bit harder for the Qatarian side, but because the gap is wider, in fact. But together, we achieved to fill it, and now they are really absolutely perfect in their job.
The Qatari Air Force did not allow the officers stationed in Crete to talk to NPR. But privately, the Qataris here say they know they're focused on a mission that's important to Qatar's ruler. David Roberts is with the Royal United Services Institute in Qatar. It's a British think tank that studies defense and security issues in the Middle East.
There was clearly a humanitarian catastrophe evolving in Libya. No one else in the Arab world is doing anything, and Qatar sort of, well, khalas, as they say in this part of the world, enough. It's time for us to do something.
It seems like an outsized mission for a country roughly the size of Connecticut. Only 1.7 million people live in Qatar. Many are temporary foreign workers. But the country is rich with natural gas reserves and also owns Al Jazeera, the most influential news channel in the Arab world. Blake Hanchel, the managing editor of Foreign Policy magazine, who lives in Doha, says the Qataris have been a major supplier of humanitarian aid to rebel-held areas during the conflict in Libya.
Actually, in the Qatari constitution, it says that Qatar's foreign policy should be driven by peacefully resolving disputes in the Middle East. So this Libya intervention is just a kind of a logical next step for them.
I've posted it. Then I'll avoid.
Back in Greece, the few Libyans who live here say they're pleased the Qataris are flying missions over Libya. One man who gives his name as Khaled says he trusts the Qataris because Al Jazeera has given the world stories of what's really happening in Libya. He won't give his real name because he says he's frightened for his family back in Tripoli.
The Qatari people have shown support because they've seen all the killing, all the murders have been happening at the beginning. So they lived with us through those stages.
So far, only two Arab states, the United Arab Emirates and Jordan, have joined Qatar in sending aircraft to take part in international operations over Libya. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis on the Ceuta Air Base in Crete.
You're listening to NPR News.